Yes.
Yeah, I often thought about putting a different lock in the control room door, but it doesn't seem to work. Darian Ray, Baker Extraordinaire with us. How are you doing?
Are you trying to lock me out?
No, I...
Yeah,
for you.
That's what it made
sound like.
Yeah,
I'm like, she's bringing in baking...
I'm bringing him goodies, and he's trying to lock me out of the studio.
I would like to finish my statement.
Too late.
So, I don't want certain people in here, but you guys are more than welcome.
It sounded like you both didn't want us in here.
Yeah, it did. I
definitely
we're
not offended at all. It's okay.
Okay. It's retro baking time with Darian. Dun, 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 dun.
We're heading back to 1901.
1901?
Yes, we're heading way back this time. And this one is called Food for the Gods. And I just want to make sure
Food for the gods?
Yes, wow. Food for the gods.
That sounds...
When in the hallway, I thought she said food for the dogs, and I'm going...
That's what he said. I'm like, it's a dog's breakfast good. You're eating this morning. I'm like, what?
Well, no, it's just...
How did you get foods for the gods?
Oh my God, you're ganging up. So, It looks...
It looks unappetizing because the meringue didn't work. I will admit to that. It cracked a little bit when I opened the oven.
Oh, well, that'll happen.
So, but it's okay. It still tastes good. That's what matters. I've been told that the presentation isn't the point. It's the flavor that's the big part. So you're not, and no one's allergic to apricot or walnuts before you dive into this?
Not as far as I know. I'm about to find out.
Is okay. Apricots in here?
Yes.
Apricots.
Have a try.
What is this? The food of
food for the gods.
For the gods.
It has, it's an egg whip, and then you mix in your graham crackers, walnuts, and your apricot, and you bake it, and you get this cookie-like...
1901.
1909.
I didn't know they had apricots back then. Anyway.
Dried apricots, even.
Okay, we're giving it a roll.
Have a taste. See what you think.
Okay.
It's a little chewy with the apricots,
That's really good.
That's a good part.
I think it's food... For the goddesses.
Oh, yeah, we could definitely do that instead.
I think that's what it's going to call. Thank you.
I don't like apricots.
Really?
But
tasted the apricot.
I don't like apricots. I don't like peaches.
Yeah.
I don't like pears. I don't know.
Oh, we talked about this.
Because I'm a manly man. I have no idea.
Well, I did go
with just the one fruit for you, because it did say apricots and craisins, and I was like, ooh, that's too much, because Grant doesn't like... mixing fruit, so I did just pick the one for you.
I will say this, Darian. This could turn me on to apricots.
Yeah? Well, that's good.
Yeah. Wow.
This is really good.
It is very delicious.
And this, whether or not the meringue has been
cracked properly,
it's good.
There's nothing wrong with a cracked meringue.
Where are you getting these recipes from?
Yeah, I have a book. It's called Baking Yesteryear. It's a baking book. This guy from TikTok went through a bunch of old recipes, made a cookbook, and I've been stealing his recipes to do this and give you guys some delicious baking.
Well, I'm just lucky I get to get in on the taste testing. I'm happy about that.
Just keep stealing. That's all I can say.
Yeah. Okay, all right. I will.